have just been blown away by you all leading us in worship and in music. We are so, man. I got to actually hear him twice today, and I have been just touched each time. And Emmanuel is what this is all about. This is what you pointed us towards. It's Christ coming into our world and being close, right? This is Jesus coming into the world. That's what we're talking about in this Advent season. We're looking at the stories of Jesus coming into our world, our real world. And we're looking at that from four different perspectives. Each one of the Gospels has a different lens on that. And today, I want just for a couple minutes to look at what was going on in the Gospel of Luke. In Luke, we have the story of a girl named Mary, and a very young woman. And this young woman wasn't expecting a whole lot that we can tell. There are no great tales of Mary and all the things that she had done and accomplished. She didn't have a big resume. She's pretty unknown. She just pops onto the scene in this one passage in Luke chapter 1. All of a sudden, she just is there, and we're just told she's like a common young lady. She was engaged to be married. She was betrothed, but not married yet. And all of a sudden, God shows up. He sends a messenger to speak to her. I'm going to read for you just a little bit. This is Luke 1. These might be familiar words. Let me read this. This is Luke 1, starting in verse 30. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." How can this be? Mary asks a real practical question. An angel shows up to a young girl. And when the angel shows up, guys, that's unusual, right? You don't have a lot of angels showing up in your house, or maybe if you do, we need to talk, but you probably don't have a lot of angels just showing up and talking to you. And you know what? Mary didn't either. That wasn't common even in biblical times. Angels didn't show up, but an angel shows up. And the first thing that angels say in the scripture is, "Do not be afraid." You know, I picture angels, this beautiful, calming presence of an angel, but that obviously isn't the biblical picture of angels. They're always saying, "Don't be afraid of me. Don't be afraid of me. I'm okay. I come in peace." Angel shows up and says, "Don't be afraid." Luke gives the details of what's going on in the story. He's a different perspective than Matthew and Mark. And as Luke does this, you start to see and kind of see what's going on in Mary's brain. She's thinking this through, the emotion of the moment. This angel shows up out of nowhere, and he says, "Greetings, you are highly favored." That's his start. "Greetings, you're highly favored." Mary hadn't earned this. She didn't do anything to deserve it. She was simply a daughter of God. God sees her for who he's created her to be and says, "Greetings, you are highly favored." Mary gets highly favored for doing nothing. She's just God's daughter. And here's this young woman, and she's got to process all this coming at her, and he says, "You're going to have a baby." She goes, "Very practical question." It was a good one. How can this be? Right? How can this happen? That's a good question. The angel goes on to explain to her that God is going to come into the world through her. She's going to bear a child, and it's going to be the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Her practical question, you know, how can this happen? He says, "It's through the Holy Spirit." And then she has a decision to make. She has to respond. And you could kind of put yourself in Mary's shoes. This is an unusual morning. Angels showing up, talking to you, telling you you're highly favored. But how do you respond to that? Mary says two things. The first is, she says, "I am a servant of the Lord Most High." See, she heard the news, "You're highly favored because you're a daughter of God." That's the order things work in. You don't have to prove that you're this great servant of God, that you've got it all together, that your life is in order for God to give you favor. God shows up bringing favor. But we respond to God's call by responding saying, yeah, I'm a servant of the Lord Most High. I'm willing to serve. That was the word that she used for servant there was the common servant word we see all the way through the New Testament. It was the word they used. It's the word doulos. And it just means, hey, I don't have control of things. I'm not in control. You're in control and I'll do what you say. That's a servant kind of word. It's a servant kind of heart. And that's her response to this God who loves her. But there's one other thing that she says. She says, may it be with me as you have said. In other words, she says, whatever you said, that's what it's going to be. Let's do that. Now, here's the deal. Mary didn't have this, she didn't have this great background or resume or all things put together. We don't know that Mary has, she's not anyone important. We know that she's not, she just kind of shows up. Mary doesn't have any confidence in what's going to be accomplished. And she's been told these great things are going to happen. And she has nothing to build that confidence on. And so her response is incredible because it's a response of surrender. She surrenders. She says, may it be with me as you have said. She says, I'm your servant. I'm going to surrender. I'm your servant. And I don't know how this is going to go forward, but whatever you say, God, let it be like that. Now think about Mary. She surrendered. She surrendered her ambition. She has surrendered her plans. Remember, this is a young woman that's preparing to be married. There are a lot of plans going on, as you're getting ready for a marriage and you're getting into that. And she just stops right there. This unusual conversation happens and she surrenders it. She gives it up to God. She says, I don't know how things are going to go forward. I don't know how the world is going to be saved. But if you say so, God, then I'm going to surrender. I'm even going to surrender my belief about myself. And know that you are the God who loved this world. You're the God who created this world. And you're the God who's at work in this world even now. Mary surrenders it all. This Advent season is a season I want to encourage you to surrender. God shows up in our lives and in our world, and he says, greetings, you are highly favored. And the question is, how do we respond to that? And God shows up and says, I want to do work in this world, and I want to use you to be a part of the change in the world around you, and I'm going to use you. And you say, I don't know if I can live up to that. That's not all my plans. I didn't put that together. But you surrender, and you say, God, may it be as you're saying, because I know I can't put it all together. So, God, may it be as you say. This is a time of surrender. This is a time when God draws close and says, I want to bring change in your life and in your world. Through this series, we've been hearing the stories of different people as God has met them and done incredible work in their lives, as God has brings change in each one of our lives. And I want you to listen to this great story of surrender today.
So, though I grew up in a loving home, I did not grow up in a Christian home. Dad worked and traveled a lot. Mom stayed home and raised us. It was a good life, but we didn't talk a lot about anything spiritual. Two or three times a year, we would get to go see my grandparents here in Memphis. And I loved my Mimi and Papa a lot. And my Mimi and Papa loved Jesus a lot. And so when we would come here, they wouldn't share a bunch of doctrine or theology or anything like that, but they did teach us, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And they would joyfully take us to church whenever we were together. Most of all, they lived a Jesus love life. They loved us big, they loved God big, and they loved the people around them big. And that made a huge impression on my life. So if there are any grandparents out there, never ever doubt that you make a difference families' lives. To name one person that pointed me to Jesus or one event is kind of hard because God put lots of people in my life and used lots of different subtle moments to point me to his son. Some of them were new believers. Some of them had been believers for a long time. They all took the time, though, to walk with me, to show that they cared during a very difficult time in my life. These folks listened, they actively helped, they prayed, and they told me how Jesus could make a difference in my life, just as Jesus had transformed their own. So when I was 28 years old, I was in danger from someone who most clearly meant me harm. I'd gone to the police, I'd gotten a restraining order, and none of that really made a difference. There was nothing I could do to control the situation. So one night when I was desperate and alone, I turned to God and I told him, I know I can't do anything about this. I know I can't do anything to change the mess that I made of my life. And so I surrendered it all to him that night. And thankfully, he kept me safe. And soon after, a friend invited me to Christ Methodist Church. And that day, I went forward and surrendered my life and confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That was 32 years ago. And though there's still been hard times, there's always, always been the everlasting, steadfast love of God, His peace, and His joy. He is indeed as He promised. My peace, my good shepherd, and my hiding place. He's never ever let me down from the very beginning. And every day He's making me a new creation to look more like Him. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And every day I'm thankful to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
God enters into our world, enters into your life. And the question is, do we surrender and say, God, may it be with me. May it be with our church. May it be with our community, as you have said. Would you pray with me? Father, we want to be a people of surrender. We're shocked when you show up and say, greetings, you're highly favored. I look over my shoulder and go, who, me? And yet, that's how you come to us, each one of us, as your children. And you call us to turn towards you and say, I surrender. God, may I surrender my heart to you today. May we surrender ourselves as a whole congregation. Lift us up, Father. Change us. Make us into the people that you long for us to be. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.